I've done nothing.
This should be a walk in the park.
What is that?
Three cooks take on the ultimate multi-kitchen challenge.
How shall I serve it?
If I was mustard, where would Kush put me?
Where teamwork is everything.
Sometimes too much is the problem.
But communication is impossible.
I don't know what he wants me to do.
With just 8 minutes per kitchen, they must blindly add their own spin before rotating. And on top of all that, they must also incorporate a curveball ingredient into every course.
I'd like it smoother, but it's got cake in it.
Right, here's my thinking. Venison as a kind of delicious tartare. We'll keep it nice and raw and simple and well seasoned on some crisp bread or whatever. We might get to that. But the key thing here is a wonderful fruit and chocolate chutney. Think Black Forest chutney. That's where the chocolate cake's going to go. But I'm going to start with onion and garlic because we have to have an element of savoury acidity to this chutney, not just blended up cake.
I've been giving main course first. I picked out a little pigeon because pigeons go well with chocolate cake. I'm gonna chuck some herbs in it. Don't know where a peeler is, so I'm just gonna take a knife and take some of the zest off the lemon. That's also gonna go in. I'm gonna start sealing the pigeon in the pan, get it nice and brown, and then just before my go is up, I think I can go in the oven, and then the other guys can sort that out.
So let's blend some cake to start. Chocolate custard, but cheating by doing an all-in-one cuzzy. Ooh, I should have weighed this out. I've got a set of scales right there, and the tocket weighs. Corn flour, chalky paste, a little sugar. Fingers crossed this cooks and thickens up by the time someone else comes in. If it doesn't, then we'll save the day. Burger buns. Chocolate custard bread and butter pudding baked in the oven, so that doesn't have to cook that much. I just blend the... That doesn't look that bad. So that's got all the whipped up sponge, the icing, and the burger buns. Let's get that in the oven.
What is a chutney? A great way of using up fruit or vegetables in acidic sugar mixture. I think by using the chocolate cake, we're going to end up with something that's also flour thickened. So yes, it's got the sugar from the cake, but also it's got a little bit of flour and roux. So it'll be a slightly thicker version, but hey, we've got to use it. We're going to need some fruit in this chutney. Otherwise, it is just going to be blended cake. Garlic is going in, and I'm going to go and see what hard herbs we've got. Thyme, that's a good shout. Rosemary? Sure. Rosemary going straight in. Time, get some of the rid of the stalks. In my time, if I'm able to get at least the chocolate cake incorporated into this and leave a clue for tartare, then hopefully the boys will carry it on.
Next up, I think I'm going to start the sauce because I want the guys to use the mushrooms, the garlic and the shallots. So I'm going to get that on, so it's definitely going to be incorporated into the dish. Then I'm going to blend the chocolate cake with a little bit of water, add a stock cube. I think that's our sauce done. I've chosen some pear and apple as well, which I think is quite nice, seasonal, interesting. So I'm hoping I can get that incorporated in my 8 minutes as well. This is very stressful. So butter is going in with the pigeon and with the sauce eventually.
More cake. Cream. Oh, we can make chocolate mousse. We can make a chocolate mousse. Got a bottle of rum. Rum ganache. Eggs. Whip that up with some sugar, stabilize it with some acid for some orange. Caramel, don't burn the caramel. Get the soft peaks into there. Whip up some cream, fold the soft peaks through it, stir the ganache through it and set it. That'll be a chocolate rum orange mousse if they look in the fridge, if it has to set in the fridge. Then do a orange caramel.
It's a wonderful blood orange. So blood orange and apple, the chocolate. We have ginger beer. So that's the liquid for the chutney, but it also gives sweetness, the ginger flavor, season it heavily. Salt to offset the fact that I'm about to throw in a slice of chocolate cake sponge, a slice of vanilla sponge and the ganache. So in the form of ginger beer, orange juice and chocolate cake, we've got the sugar in there. We need the acid to offset it. So vinegar. In my head, that makes sense. I will leave the boys a clue because I'm nice like that.
Okay, what do I want to do next? I want to prep some apple. And I think it's just going to be like a little garnish. I'm going to cook it in butter with maybe a little bit of honey or something, adding a bit of sweetness. Chocolate cake is hard because you really want chocolate in this kind of dish to add bitter, not sweet. But obviously cake is going to be very sweet. Something I'm not used to here is cooking with the hob behind me. So I keep forgetting about it.
Right, so we've got a lovely caramel that needs to cool down quickly. Give them some pears to play with. But I'll have to do a foldy, foldy, foldy. Pour some caramel over. Add that back to that. Put that in there. That'll melt that off.
Right, ta-ta. This will only work if we finely, finely slice it. I really hope the next person who comes in does some little bread croûtes or similar. There's some sourdough over there. What will be the fresh element that someone will add? There's some lovely fresh herbs over there. Some parsley, there's some chive. I think I even saw some chervil, which at this time of year is wonderful. Have I got time to fit some sort of bread to give them a clue? Chef instincts, all I want to do is taste it. But for the sake of the video, I think it'll be funnier just to leave it.
Chocolate cake goes into a blender. Final thing I need to do before I leave the kitchen, get the pigeon in. They can take that out when that's ready, give it as much time as possible. And if it's done before we're finished, it's going to rest.
I need to put this in the freezer.
In my first cooking time, I think we're right. We have an idea. We've used chocolate cake. Will it taste any good? Huh, who knows?
I'm hoping the next person is gonna get the side dishes on. So I saw some carrots out there, saw some potatoes. So nice and tradish, but who knows what Kush is gonna do.
Bonza.
Right, on we go.
Apple, ginger, blood orange, red wine vinegar chutney with
rosemary,
venison, tartar, and bread. Yeah, so season this up, olive oil, and add some spice to it.
Selection of mushrooms. I can see thyme, I can see rosemary, I can see shallot. That's bubbling away as a saucy thing. Perfect little dice of a combination of apple and pear. Ah, oh, there's a pigeon. Wonder when that went in. You don't want to overcook pigeon, you want to leave plenty of resting time. I don't know if it's going to need long. Chocolate has gone in. We're happy. Chervil, I love chervil.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. He's cooking pears in a caramel. I don't know what that is. And that's an ice cream? I am not feeling good about this. I don't know what the egg yolks are for, but there's no egg whites. Is the thing in the freezer a mousse?
We need a base. Right. Oh, hello, Kush.
Hello.
A little lentil salad, that'll give it a base for our delicious sautéed mushrooms.
So caraway and venison, any game are lovely. Some fresh cracked ground coriander seed. A bit more salt and that's nearly done. I'm going to cheat the chutney, my favourite, fried onions out of a chicken stock container. They're going to instantly thicken it up. And then if I can stick then that into like an HP brown sauce vibe, oh, I'd like it smoother, but it's got cake in it.
I was desperate to use chervil when I saw it there. I'm glad James has already picked it because it's a herb that you don't use very often. You can't even really get it in supermarkets, but at this time of year, it's delicious. It's subtle. It's fragrant. It's got a little bit of a sort of aniseed, but not to the degree that tarragon has or dill has. We're going to do some for garnish. And some chopped to go through our lentils. If I was mustard, where would Kush put me?
This is the weirdest bread pudding sponge thing I've ever seen. Kush has made a whole dessert.
Hello, Ben. Don't mind me, just keep my step count up.
I don't know what he wants me to do. I haven't done anything yet. I literally haven't done anything. Let's make like a layer cake thing because I don't know what else to do. This is so ridiculous. I thought this was going to be so easy and nice. So I'm taking out the burger buns that are covered in a really nice chocolatey sponge, which I assume is made from a cake. And I'm going to layer them up.
Some lovely pre-cooked lentils to make a little dressing for the venison tartar. So I've got all the herbs. Parsley, that'll go nicely. Chives, classic. Choppy choppy mixed through there. It's a lot, but we want basically a very punchy lentil vinaigrette. 5 minutes left and I've already nearly finished it. Don't want acid in this, just good oil, lots of oil. So it'll be a herb oil come lentil dressing. Bit more salt. Bit of spice.
All that running for just that. I'm presuming James has added chocolate into this because it's gone. But what if we try and make some croutons out of the vanilla cake slice? I've got no idea what happens when you bake small cubes of cake. We'll find out. I think we're in a good place. I don't want to do too much. Sometimes too much is the problem.
I'm also thinking of how we're going to plate it, and I'm getting some orange slices, this beautiful blood orange, into the caramel. I'm just going to caramelize the orange slices, and these can go on the plate. And then we've got this weird thing here. I'm kind of just waiting for it to cool down, because if you put yogurt on it while it's not cool, that's just going to be bad times. The yogurt with some icing sugar. The icing sugar is going to sweeten the yogurt a little bit. It's also going to thicken it a little bit. So it's kind of like a bit more icing-y. This is going to add a little bit of freshness. I'm going to add some pear in the middle. That's really hot. This is far from ideal. I haven't done anything. This is a chef's dessert and I'm not contributing anything to it.
Let's start plating up and then push James down one route, shall we? Oh, I should have oiled the bottom of this bowl. Nope, it kind of worked. Flanned it out, that's now dirty. And then fill the centre with some lentils. Yeah, it's not bad, is it? It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. Well, that's still so hot. That needs to cool down. Put some toast in, help him out there. Toast is hard.
Out of the hot pan to rest, and I'll do the classic commies job of picking herbs.
Cocktail he needs to make now. He needs to make a cocktail. Martini, serve it in one of Ben's fashionable massive wine glasses. Vodka ginger beer to mirror the flavours. That looks nice. And I think we're done. I'm quite happy with that. I've got dessert next. Oh no.
I hope Ben just rescues this. I have plated something. And it doesn't look quite as bad as I thought it would be. I've opened the freezer because otherwise Ben will definitely not look in there. And I just feel defeated and don't feel like I've really contributed anything.
I give myself an 8 out of 10. It's not this format, but I do anyway.
Why have I got all the stuff to make a cocktail? Why do we always make a cocktail? This looks lovely. I'm hoping there's chocolate cake in that. We've got some bread in the oven. I've turned that and put it on for another 4 minutes. And then cocktail shakers with half a ginger beer and some vodka. I don't know if we need that or we like that. Last person in the kitchen, I'm going to go to the table, get another ingredient.
Lentils. Yay, a lentil salad, lentil dressing. Very nice. So I'll take this off the bone. Don't be overcooked. Oh, very nice job. Lightly seasoned now because they haven't been seasoned, obviously, inside the meat. On them, outside has. Oh, I didn't see this. Oh, of course, chocolate cake. Keep them forgetting. Ooh, someone's left me a timer. What is... Are they just croutons? Oh, they're quite soft. Is that cake? Let's get it cooling down quickly. We'll put it onto this cold metal tray.
As to probably be expected in the dessert section, a lot of mess. What is that? It's not set and it's been put in there for a reason. It's going to stay in there. This is a burger bun that's been fried. I'm not against that as a base. Beautiful, sticky caramel fruit on top of our blood orange. Do I need to, whatever is under here? Is that part of the chocolate mixture? I don't know if we've got time. I'm going to try and crisp up some of this cake because at the moment it's all quite chewy and bouncy and I think some crisp would be nice, as would almonds. Almonds would work nicely with that.
I think scamorza might be nice. Kind of something a little smoky. So that bread is well toasted. I'm going to top it with some of the onion. I feel like they've done a lot in 16 minutes. And I'm really just kind of like adding a little bit, but they've finished the dish. Like it's nice. It's tasty. Okay. So that's on toast setting. And I'm hoping that's just going to make it even crunchier because I want it slightly crunchier than toast should be. And then melt the cheese and just serve that on the side, maybe on another plate.
I need some freshness to this dish. Roasty mushrooms, lots of chervil. Have we got time for a chervil oil? Favorite pan on full. Gonna saute some chervil in hot oil. We'll throw it in now. Once it's wilted down, blend it. I need to dress up the lentils to balance out the sweetness of the mushrooms. Vinegar, what have we got? Oh, tamarind's quite sour. Tamarind and pigeon is lovely. Tamarind being fruity and sour. Pigeon, chocolate is coming together nicely. Blend it with some extra virgin olive oil to get a nice flavour.
It's not set. There's not going to be enough time in the next 4 minutes to set it, so I'm going to have to make a call. I think this was probably a Kush all-in-one wonder, but because we can't dig into it and we don't know, I can't confidently serve it as it is. So I'm going to dig into it, find out what it is. Then, if by doing that I've ruined it, we'll plate up a smaller one in a ramekin. It's a chocolate pudding that we're going to have to relayer with some pear, because now I've hacked into it, it looks terrible. But I couldn't not do that because I didn't know what it was. That might freeze a bit quicker than the last one, just because it's smaller.
I'm going to do some crispy onions on top of this, because I think crispy onions go beautifully with tartare. Maybe just a little extra of this, just so it's fully incorporated into the dish. I'm adding radish. I think it's going to look great on the plate, freshen the plate up a little bit.
Cheat the straining through kitchen paper. Instantly get a really nice dark green oil as soon as it starts to drip down. Nice selection of wild mushrooms. So you want to still see the lovely delicacy of the pigeon, so you know it's pigeon. Fresh pear, micro herbs, chervil, lovely peppery flavour. Some say it tastes like detergent, but some people don't like coriander.
Almost in the ramekin, can do some cake crumbs. The good news is this caramel is beautiful, and we will absolutely make use of that. There is a single strawberry.
How shall I serve it?
Bit of balsamic. Have a colour contrast because I don't have time to make a reduction.
Some toasted almonds.
Done. That was easy.
Two desserts and I have no idea why. I think that one was cushed. Start with the starter and see how we get on.
Ready? Ah!
Ooh!
Yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah?
Yeah, and ooh.
I'm assuming at least one of you thought that's what it would look like.
Sure.
No? Spoon it onto toast?
Yeah.
However you would want to eat that.
And I'll be honest, venison tartare was kind of where I was heading.
I couldn't see any chocolate cake anywhere, so I was just hoping.
I started with the chutney, which was indeed blood orange, apple, shallot, garlic, and chocolate cake.
For you.
With some vinegar. It tastes amazing.
I didn't really feel like it added much, but I do think the cheese is nice with it.
The smokiness is lovely.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I think that is a starting success. Where did we go from there?
Whoa.
Well, it looks stunning.
Oh, it's amazing.
James, your chocolate mushrooms tasted awesome. And the most perfectly diced apple and pear.
I tried my best.
I think the whole thing is great. It has a richness and a silkiness from chocolate, but it's not sweet. The tamarind pulled that back.
There's lots of stuff.
A little bit of mustard, and the tamarind is working so well there.
I whacked a huge spoon of mustard into the mushrooms as well.
Did you? I put some in, but definitely not enough. And actually, the pigeon, pretty good colour on it.
You pulled that out?
And pulled it out at about 50 degrees, hoping it would go. I mean, it's on the air. It could maybe another minute or two.
No.
But I like it.
No, perfect.
I like it blush. Wonderful.
Nice.
Should we have a look at dessert?
Yep. It's probably the hardest thing.
I've just realised something terrible.
We ended up with two desserts because I couldn't work out what was going on. And I decreased both.
okay.
This was a tasty monstrosity. So I just halved it and replated it with some toasted almonds. But otherwise, I quite liked it. It's a burger bun with like a chocolate, almost bread and butter pudding cake bake with bread.
Best way, as always, try and do as much as possible to set you off on a wide path. Because you've been away, you haven't cooked that much whilst you've been away.
Right, we might have a disagreement.
chocolate bread and butter pudding.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. There were eggs cracked.
Yeah,
I saw those.
A quick custard. And then I thought, throw some pears into the pan to caramelise off. And then I walked away.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I didn't have a very good time in this kitchen. because I felt like you had done everything.
No.
Components. It just needed constructing. But I'm with you, James. I was confused that was already constructed in the freezer.
But I did panic. And so I made what Ben described as a monstrosity.
Sorry.
I turned
hot,
it into a layer.
It was hot and yogurt and floppy and dripping.
I know it was a little bit warm, okay?
Nailed it. Mm-hmm. I think. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. I think. Either or would have nailed it. Yeah. It's a double nail.
Yeah, honestly, that's delicious as a whole dish.
They're the buns we should use in dessert more often, because they're brioche. They're sweet. They're ready to go. It's toasted sesame. I hadn't thought of it before. It looked weird. It tastes great. Over to you guys. You've seen it all unfold. Kitchen rotation, still a pretty new idea. If you like it, you need to let us know by liking the video so we can make more. And we need more common themes to run between the kitchens if you do want to see more. Comment down below.